We get the hour underway by welcoming to the program a novelist who's the author of a number of wonderful books, including How Elizabeth Barrett Browning Saved My Life, Host Family of Men and Their Mothers, and her brand new one, Minus Me. We are pleased to be joined by Maymeeve Medwed.
Hi, Rich. Thank you so much for having me. I'm very happy to be back in Bangor.
Well, yes, indeed. I wanted to wait until you were on to point out that you were born right here in Bangor.
Absolutely, and a proud graduate of Bangor High School, among other things.
All right, that's two of us that graduated from Bangor High School.
Oh, really?
Yes, one of us has clearly done more with that diploma than the other, but that's fine.
I don't think so.
I want to talk about your name as well, because it is a unique first name, and I understand that that's a tribute to your grandparents.
Yes, two grandmothers. One was a Mamie, and the other was an Eva, and it's been the burden that I've carried for my whole life.
Oh, no, it's good to have a unique name. People remember it, right?
Well, they remember it. I remember when I was complaining, my mother said, every babysitter you had will call her first daughter, Maymeeve, and I've been Googling, and I cannot find any other Maymeeve in Bangor, Maine.
Now, we also got a message after we posted on social media that you were going to be on the show from a good friend of the show, Upton Bell, who said you live right around the corner from him.
Oh, you're kidding. And before COVID, I used to see him all the time in our local ice cream store. Yeah. He's interviewed me. He is quite a neighborhood character.
He is that, absolutely.
Yes.
Well, I love this new book. It is such a wonderful tale. Let's talk about the two central characters. What can you tell people about Annie and Sam?
Well, I wanted to write about a long-term, really good marriage. So that's what they have. And they're very complementary. One is extremely, Annie is very competent, and Sam is really hapless. He just, you know, he puts his coffee on top of the car and he drives off. He can't find his keys. He loses everything. And so they're pretty much Velcroed together. And I wanted to write about that and about there's a very dramatic mother who arrives on the scene, and I wanted to write about mothers
daughters,
and of course I wanted to write about Maine.
Well, yes, and we'll get to Ursula in a moment, but yes, and Annie and Sam have what seems to be a pretty good thing going here in Maine, doing what they do.
Yes, they're very happy. They've never left. They grew up together. They went to high school together. They went to Bowdoin, and they came back and run a coffee shop. Not a coffee shop, a sandwich shop.
And then, as often happens, real life intervenes, and they reach a moment of, I would say, major stress in their lives.
That's right. That's right. Annie gets a diagnosis, and she's terrified, and she's mostly terrified about how Sam could ever manage without her there to tell him what to do.
And that's when the book takes such what I think is such an interesting turn, that she, being the planner of the family, begins to lay out what a world would be like for the family without her around.
Yes, and she leaves a manual for him with all kinds of practical advice, you know, how to wear his pants, how to get his hair cut, what to do at the dry cleaners, you know, how to work the microwave, all the practical aspects of life.
And in the midst of that, her mom, Ursula, shows up. Yeah. She is definitely a force to reckon with. First of all, the fact that she's impressed so much with Post-it notes, I found that striking.
Oh, I just love Post-it notes.
I do too. I thought that was such a great detail.
And I have my walls are covered with them, you know, little quotes and telling me what to do and stuff like that. So I, I love Post-it notes.
And she certainly, upsets the balance of things. Is that safe to say?
Yes, she's larger than life. She's extremely dramatic. She lives in New York, was an actress, is an actress, and is extremely bossy. And Annie adores her, but is totally terrified of her.
We're talking with Maymeev Medwed here on Downtown. Her new book is called Minus Me. One of the many things I enjoyed about this book is it's a real look at the difference sometimes between the families we're born into and the families that we make.
Yes. Yes. That's a wonderful observation. I'm going to use that the next time.
Well, please do.
Something about that book. But that's true. You know, and Annie is born into this rather difficult family with a multi-married mother and a father whom she adores, and then everything twists around. So she finds out a lot of stuff, and she has to rethink her whole past and her whole childhood.
And as is so often the case, you've got the conflicting alliances there, and you want to keep everybody happy, but that's made even more difficult when you know that you're exiting the stage.
That's right. That's right. So it's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of stuff to deal with in this novel. But can I just point out that, which doesn't sound like this, that it's actually funny. It's a comic novel, and there's a lot of humor in it, even though the theme is quite serious.
Well, it's funny you should mention that, because I was going to bring that up next, that it sounds like an incredibly depressing story, and yet it is at times laugh out loud funny. And to me, that's what makes it such a wonderful book, that it breaks your heart, it makes you think an awful lot, but it also leaves you laughing and gives you hope.
Thank you. That's lovely. I always feel as if we who write comedy are made to sit at the children's table. You know, we're considered less serious. But I think comic writers deal with everything, love, death, marriage, divorce, children, everything that the big-time guys deal with, and we only do it with a bit of a comic twist.
Well, you know, the old actor's line is that dying is easy, comedy is hard. I always think it's more challenging to write something in a comedic vein while still speaking truths.
I think that's true. I think you're right. And it's hard. You try to make it look really easy, you know, but it's hard to make it look that way.
When you're creating a new book, does it begin with an idea? Does it begin with a specific character in mind, or does it change from book to book?
I think it changes. Sometimes it begins with a scene or with a character, or somebody tells me a very funny story. My first novel, excuse me, was called Mail, and I got the whole idea for it because my mailman once rang my bell and said, "What are those manila envelopes in the same handwriting you keep getting?" And this was before email. So those were my self-addressed stamped envelopes of my stories that I was sending out to magazines that would be returned and rejected. And when I explained to him, he looked so sad. And I thought, gee, who is the most important person to a writer? And at that time, it was really her mailman. So it's a whole story about a woman who falls in love with her mailman.
There are also in the book a lot of wonderful Maine references. I love the folks at Maine Moose Movers. Does Maine, in a way, do the people become, and the place itself become a character in the book?
You're absolutely right. Maine is, you know, extremely important to me. And right now I'm looking at, in my kitchen, My cousin, also from Maine, gave me a sign from the Bangor House. Is the Bangor House still there?
Well, it's there. It's not a hotel anymore.
It's a hotel.
Is it a senior living facility, I think, now? But it's still there, right on the corner of Main Street.
Oh, yeah. Well, I have a sign that says Bangor House in wood with gold letters. Very, very fancy. That's my treasure.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, what was it about growing up here in Bangor that inspired that creativity?
Well, I had a wonderful English teacher whom I'm sure you didn't have, named Miss Mullen, because my parents both had her, and she was just brilliant, and she was a very exciting, most writers will say they had, you know, a fantastic English teacher. So I had a wonderful English teacher in Bangor, and I always wrote. I used to draw cartoons and send them into magazines and was completely surprised when they got rejected. I used to write stories and poems. I wrote for the Garland Junior High School newspaper. I think I wrote a gossip column. But anyway, I always wrote, and, you know, I loved growing up in Maine, and I loved Bangor, and I loved knowing all these people walking downtown. You'd bump into a million people you knew. Was really comforting.
Well, see, now I had a wonderful speech teacher at Bangor High.
Who did you have?
She was probably there when you were there, Barbara Brown.
Barbara Brown?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I loved her. Wasn't she? And she was beautiful and stuff. Did they do junior exhibition when you were there?
They did. They had switched to something called All Bangor Night that was sort of the next phase of that. But she got me involved in speech competitions, encouraged me to do theater as well. But you'll appreciate this. Knowing Barbara Brown, when I walked into her class for the first time and she read through the roll and she got to my name and she looked at me and she said, Richard, no, Kimball, no, You're a Gilbert. I see you more as a Gilbert. It suits you better.
So funny.
And for the rest of her life, whenever I would see her, oh, Gilbert, darling, how are you?
Yeah, she was so dramatic, wasn't she? And she came when my first novel came out, I think it was in 1995. She came to the reading.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And it was I can't remember where it was. Borders, I guess, which is no longer there. But she looked exactly the same, this jet black hair in a bun and beautiful. And, oh, God, she was a wonderful teacher.
That's great. Well, this is a truly wonderful book. It made me think about it. You know, I've got a little guy. I've got a little seven-year-old at home. And it made me think about, what would I do if I knew I were not going to be around? And I guess there's something comforting about being able to, as Annie did, lay out those plans a little bit and still have some impact.
Yes, I think it was something that really kept her going. And it was fun for me to write this manual. That was really a fun thing to do. I love lists, and this is just a whole bunch of lists. Do this, don't do this, find this, act this way. And it was really a fun thing to do.
See, that's why I knew I would enjoy talking with you. Not only did I love the book, but I'm a list maker. I'm a sticky note kind of guy. So it made perfect sense.
Plus, we have Barbara Brown in common.
There you go.
Better than that.
Well, that's wonderful. The book is just terrific. It's called Minus Me. It's been a delight to talk with you as well. We thank you so much for visiting with us today. Wish you much success with this and hope you'll come back with the next book too.
I hope so too. Thanks, Rich.
Thank you.
Gilbert. Thank you.
That is Maymeeve Medwed. The book is called Minus Me, and it is a terrific read from Alcove Press, Bangor native, getting it done.